Great. It's a great recognition for my team and myself. So
I was going to ask you, how long have you been at McDonald's? Where did you start? Did you start at the bottom and work your way up?
I was actually hired as a manager, so I've got 15 years experience prior to this, but I've been with McDonald's. I'm in my 10th year.
Okay, so have you always been at the Meaford location?
No, I started at Owen Sound at the Walmart location for my first 5 years.
And then off to Meaford.
Yep.
Tell us about your immediate reaction. Did you know you were up for an award? Or tell us about the process that you went through in terms of, one, finding out about the award, and then your reaction to winning it.
It was a great honor. I was kept in the dark. My supervisor said we had a Zoom meeting, and then they informed me. I was very excited, and of course, I thanked my team more than myself because I can't do it without them, but I lead them, so we're doing a great job over here.
I guess so, and it's probably, I asked you just before we got on the air, is it busy over there?
Yes. Never-ending row of cars in our drive-thru lately.
Wow.
Bob, let's talk for a second about your staff. How big is the staff that you're managing at the Syke Street location of McDonald's in Meaford?
Currently, we have 20 people, and just moving everybody around. Everybody's great about working within themselves and making their availability to help out where they can.
Paul and I hear this all the time about the food and beverage industry. How many more people could you use? And this just isn't a McDonald's story these days. It's everybody's story, right, Bob?
Everybody's crying. You can't drive by a restaurant without a help wanted sign, but we could use another 10 to 15 people just at our location here in Meaford.
Yeah. So if you would like to get a job, just go over and talk to Bob.
Yes. Opportunities knocking.
Yes.
Finally, what was the reaction of the staff when you won your award, Bob?
They enjoyed it. They were happy because it's a reflection on their abilities as well. So,
yeah, very good. And before we let you go, just between you and me, Bob, what is the secret sauce on the Big Mac?
I wish I knew. don't put ingredients on the box for me.
Well, so they send it to you in a sealed box, and then there's no ingredients.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to. I figured as much. Listen, Bob, congratulations again on your award.
Thank you very much.